Yeah. Ayo, it's a boy. It's your boy, Big Bumble Bolly. What the fuck's up? How you doing, little grease babies? What's up, my wayward wanderers? You remember why I used to say that? It's another quest-isode. Holy shit, we're doing more quests, and we're doing loot. We're focusing on all the loot in the broken world, all the different things you can earn, all the different motherfucking weapons, the armors, the drinks, the talking knives, the talking guns. Shit, I'm gonna tell you all about that shit, everything that you could earn while you're out there questing, or different things you could trade for in the bartering markets or things like that. And you know, if you have something that sounds like one of these powerful pieces of loot, maybe offer a quest to somebody and then offer that as a reward. Cause shit, let me tell you, these questers are looking for that good loot. On top of that, I got an interview with a magic salesman. What? You may have heard his commercial before. It's Phineas Mitfuckbuck. Oh man, this guy's got some of the best loot in all of the fucking broken world, so ayo, get some loot. We also got cryptid reports, new cryptids, new reports coming into your boy. I'm gonna talk about it. Quests, treasure, loot, and more! Let's go, Grease Valley Radio, to you! Ayo, it's your boy, and we're talking loot. Ayo, all the loot in the broken world. Not all of it. There's too much loot to talk about. There's a lot of loot all across the broken world, and that's how we keep the barter economy alive. If you hear people talk about the economy, they're not talking about the money economy. They're talking about the barter economy. And if people aren't trading things around and making new things to trade, then the whole barter economy falls apart. So we all gotta actively trade with each other to keep this stuff alive. And there's tons of great stuff you could trade for. Weapons, drugs, specialty pipes or bongs, armor, trinkets, tutorials. I mean, shit, you do a quest for somebody, they could give you a tutorial book or even personally train you on how to do things like cook food, how to weld, how to build a house, how to use a gun accurately, how to tell where quantum fields are in the wild, or what plants are edible and what plants aren't. You do a quest for somebody and you could pick up a new skill just like that. Now some of the best loot, I won't lie, some of the best loot, you're gonna find that in the Appalachian region or on the Broken Coast, specifically the northern Broken Coast, like, Watub, Pennsylvania, Watub, Maryland, stuff like that, you know what I mean? So, and specifically on the Broken Coast, you're gonna find a lot of loot, because the marauders and bandits out there, like I've mentioned, all the different gangs, they use scavenged armor and scavenged weapons a lot. So any marauder you find, it could have the shittiest gear or some of the best gear, and they don't even fucking know it, because they just kill somebody and then take his boot off and then wear his boot, and then they kill somebody else and then they put on that guy's helmet, and that guy's helmet was the bull helmet, so now that fucker's calling himself the Minotaur, going around stomping down everybody with his tractor. It's crazy stuff out there, and if you kill one of those marauders, you could miraculously end up with some great fucking loot, as opposed to the Appalachian region, where I will say there are heavy reports of magic weapons and magic items in general being offered as quest items. It's fantastic. I don't know any specifics. You gotta go down there and tell me what kind of magic items they're offering. I know about a couple, and we'll talk about that in a bit, but let's get into specific loot. We're gonna talk about weapons first. There's all these different kind of weapons all across the broken world, and here are some of the specialty ones that people like seek out. Tempest weapons are very important. They're used by generated electricity, which are caught by storm chasers, big dudes in semi-trucks that chase after storms. They have harvesters in their back, and the harvesters are giant electronic machines. I don't understand how they work, but they have lightning poles, and they collect all the lightning as they go through a storm, and then they use all of that charged lightning collected to charge their weapons, whether that be a Tempest baton, a Tempest rifle, a shotgun, a cannon. There's a lot of different kind of weaponry that the Tempest folk use, and it's all very powerful. Even little EMP grenades. Now, I'll talk about the Sarin stone weapons for a second. People about a decade ago started making weapons out of Sarin stone. Most importantly, there are maces. People will hit you with a giant black rock mace that has all these red cracks through it. Or people use sarin rifles, a rifle that looks like stone with black cracks through, and they jam a fully charged sarin stone into the clip, and all of a sudden now they're shooting little sarin bullets at you. Now, when that shit hits you, it makes you deeply sick. Even the mace will make you sick to your fucking stomach when it slaps you. And you'll be vomiting, you'll be feeling like shit. And not only that, but you're taking damage from the rifle or the mace, you know what I mean? So you're going down quick. This is why I don't like Sarin Stone. It's a very corrupt gem. Gun shields are very important. It's like a buckler shield with a shotgun through it, or like a tower shield with a sniper rifle. Those always keep people safe. People like those in general until the shield breaks and they have to get rid of it or repair it. But nobody knows how to repair shit. There's instrument weapons, weapons made out of instruments. Bards like to use them. There's like machine gun drums, a heart bow, a keytar rifle. There's like a little keytar on the side of the rifle that you play like doodle doodle doodle. And when you're playing those notes, little bullets come out, different kind of bullets for each kind of note. Summoning horns are really important. It's if you find a dead animal and you shave off of its horn and you hollow out that horn, you could blow into it and it will summon that animal sometimes. Not every time, but if you're close to some of those animals, they'll say to be attracted to the noise and even like likely to help you. Now let me talk about some sentient tools and guns. Now we've talked about Sentitech before. It's a subsidiary of Enertron, and we've talked about their crews. We had a commercial for them, but Sentient tools really changed how everything works, because now instead of being some like having to actually train construction workers or people like that, they could just use these sentient tools that tell them how to use a jackhammer, or the bulldozer is literally telling you how to use it correctly. I remember I had a hammer, a sentient hammer, and I'd put it up against the wall and they say, whoa, 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 don't fucking just bash into the wall, you gotta find the stud. Put me up against the wall, I'll find the stud for you. It was awesome, but then they started making like knives that could talk to you, and they're like, oh yeah, chop with your hand above the knife so you don't chop yourself. But some of them were like, hey, let me stab that motherfucker. And it's like, whoa, I don't like knives that are saying that to me. Or there were guns and rifles that would say like, oh yeah, just raise up the gun like 5 centimeters and then 3 centimeters to the left and you'll get the perfect shot. But there are also rifles with like bugs in them that would just like berate you and be like, yo, dipshit, what the fuck you trying to kill today? Why are you trying to kill things? I'm not shooting today. So your gun would just not shoot that day because it wasn't feeling like it. Now, some armor and accessories I'll get to real quick. There's Tarkin combat armor. Now, Tarkin combat armor is the most common combat armor. A lot of people wear it all across, and there's different sets. So everybody has different pieces. It's very rare to see a full set of Tarkin armor. They have different things like boots, helmets, shoulder pads, knee pads, stuff like that. But like they all had specialties. So you could have a boot that has a knife in it, like you kick it out a little knife when you stomp, shoulder lasers, a glove that could scan the area, tell you who's been there, gloves that are good for climbing, all this kind of cool stuff. And stuff that keeps your temperature regulated. Now let me talk about some exosuits. Exosuits were old construction and athletic suits that you could hop into, and some of them were big and bulky and some of them were lighter, but they are all modded up nowadays. There are exosuits that have multi-arms, they have a scorpion tail, some have gladiator suits that have all these weapons on them, some have tank suits, like literally the tread is tank treads instead of feet nowadays. There's spider suits, goat suits that help you climb up the side of cliffs. There's even like flying attachments that you could have. Now, Enertron also has a line of Enertron animals that are very cool. They're made out of different things like plastics or metals and stones. And they're essentially like little computers you could ask questions to. They're kind of like a familiar, like if you've ever heard that term before, some of the druids have familiars. And this is kind of like a familiar anybody could have. They have different models like hawks that could fly around and tell you what they see. Or spiders, or dogs, or ferrets, or foxes, or bonobo monkeys, you know what I mean? All this kind of crazy, bonobo chimpanzees, I guess, I'll be nice. And some consumables, real quick, just to hit you real quick, Stim Up are popular needles you could find. You stim them into your leg, and then all of a sudden you're feeling great. They could get you high, they could heal you up, they could get rid of disease. Schmeg Cola is very popular. Schmeg Cola is some of the best. God Juice is very popular. Little juice boxes that have little gods on them with different flavors, and the different flavors give you different powers. Some of them could let you breathe underwater. Some of them give you night ray vision. Some of them make you super strong, but only for like an hour or two. And these are all sold and made by Enertron, Schmeg Co., Tarkin Industries, and Big Gun Studios. Those are some of the big producers of these items I've been talking about. Now some rare loot real quick before we go. God Tongue Coins. If somebody offers you a God Tongue Coin, keep that. You'll never know when those will come in handy. Ancient Tech is always good, rare loot. Solar Stones, different kind of gems, Ritual Components, Melon Schmeg, Tarkin Tickets. Shit, you cash in all your Tarkin Tickets, you're gonna be looking fucking good! Alright, that's some of the loot of the broken world. I'm gonna get to an interview with Phineas McButtbook. We're coming to you live. Ayo, it's that Grease Valley Radio. To you. Yeah, yeah. Ayo, it's your boy. It's the Big Bumble Bolly. How you doing? Ayo, it's your boy. We're getting an interview going today. It's a very exciting interview I got going for you, too. This is a renowned regional salesman. This man travels all across the broken world. This is the guy's the best in his way. Fucking does. It's awesome. He's charismatic. He's fucking dope as fuck. He goes by the name Phineas McButtfuck. And I can actually see him coming up right now. He looks like a cute little dude. He's got these big old glasses on. He seems like a nice old fella. I'm a lemon. Give a big applause for Phineas McButtfuck. Hello.
Hey there, Greasy Weeshy. How we doing?
Oh boy, we're doing fantastic. How's you doing?
As slimy as I can be, you know, I'm just full up to the brim, toasted, my man.
Oh, you gotta keep it greasy.
Yes, you do, especially around these parts.
Oh, it's... you see, you know, you already know the Grease Valley.
Do I know the Grease Valley? I know the Grease Valley.
What, do you have a couple stories? Have you been here
before? Oh, I've been here before. I've seen the slimy pits and the tinkly winkles. You know what? One grandma once told me this story about the green smelly cloud. And the green smelly cloud would come around and he would eat your cactuses. That's how he got so green. And so when you'd look out for water the next morning, your cactus would be gone. So you had to drink grease instead of that cactus water.
That yummy old grease. You gotta have some of it. You can't have cactus water all the time.
No. The grease is what made me who I am today. I like it. I like it real.
It's for the best, then.
So
I heard you have a couple. You're traveling salesman. You got magic sales things. You got. What do you sell them today?
Do I have magic sales things?
Show me what you got in that sack.
Well, first in this sack, I got some sniffing crystals. Now these sniffing crystals, well, Mama and I used to say this sniffing crystals take you home. You know, you sniff this crystal.
Is that the good old saying?
Oh yeah, this is a good old saying. I remember Mama in a white gingham gown on the porch and she'd say, Phineas, get some crystals and take you home. And I'd say, all right, Mama. And then I would sniff those crystals, and you know where I'd be? You know where I'd be?
What'd
you know
be?
Where I'd be?
What'd you be?
I'd be right up in a tree, my friend. That was home for me. I think I was a squirrel or a little peat deep up in the tree when I was a young little tyke.
This sounds like a good time or something.
Yeah, it's good. Oh, yeah. Only a six. So, six.
What do you want? Yeah, what do you want for the sniffing crystals?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, but these sniffing crystals,
yeah,
I want.
I got some grease.
No, 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 no. I got grease. I want toenails, my friend.
Oh, shit. I don't know. I don't know how many toenails I've been collecting lately.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I'll move on.
What else you got? I will say Mother Maddox. Mother Maddox has six arms. She got giant arms. She got, I guess those aren't toenails, but those are fingernails. Those are good. You know, they're like the toenails of the fingers.
I could do an exchange rate of a toenail to fingernail.
Yeah, there you
ratio.
Go. Yeah, go talk down to her down at Mother Maddox's Meat Pie Emporium.
Oh, yeah, I'll hit her pies up if you know what I'm saying.
Jesus Christ.
All right, next.
All right, yeah, what else you got?
I got Doc Bebop's Wonder Tonic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you drink them.
Yeah.
And it makes you turn into a little fuzzy animal. I don't think of it as a you know, one of them highfalutin drinks that people drink to make them feel all funny and such. Yeah, I don't know what you kids are calling them these days. We used to call them whoopies back when I was a kid. But yeah, last week I just had a little sip right out of my fingernail of this drink. You know what I turned into? Oh, I turned into a little chihuahua. I was running around them greases, little chihuahua. I almost got stuck. I woke up, and I was licking someone's dead foot. I killed a man.
No.
I don't know where I was. I had to get right out of that town.
Okay, it's a good thing you're still not there. That's kind of the nice thing about the broken world. You can kind of just go anywhere. You know, you get in trouble one spot, you just move to the right end of the next.
Exactly. And you know what? I grew this mustache here so that people wouldn't notice.
It's very, yeah. I think without the mustache, you're a completely other person, really.
Do you like it?
Is that what the big glasses are about, too?
No, I am very ocularly impaired. That is why I have the glasses.
Okay, well, yeah, glasses make sense at that point. Well, the mustache looks good. I gotta ask you, I'm always looking for a good legend, a good cryptid, a spooky story, something like that.
Ah, yes, I have a spooky legend.
Yeah,
here.
What'd you hear along the road? Tell me.
In my travels, I once met a man we just called Bop-Bo. And Bop-Bo looked at me and he handed me this lucky beaver tail. And he said, Phineas McFuckbutt, listen here. You take this beaver tail and wherever you go, good beaver luck will follow you. And I said, Boop, boop. What is beaver luck, my friend? And you know what he did? He turned in one of them slithering hissy monsters and scurried off, and so I never knew. But every town I went to, no one ever touched me when I put my beaver tail around my neck, my friend. And I will sell you this beaver tail if you like.
Wait a second. He's got this beaver tail for sale? Holy shit.
I have
what do you
beaver
want?
Tails for sale.
What do you need from me?
Do you have all of your wisdom teeth?
Yeah. I've got to have them all.
Do you? Let's open up. Let me see him there.
Yeah, you check for me. I don't really understand.
Oh, those are pretty. Uh-huh. I'll take the top left, and you can have the lucky beaver tail.
That sounds like a fucking deal. That's a good deal.
I'll get that right up for you, boy.
we gonna do it live, or are we gonna do it after the show?
We can do it after the show.
Yeah, exactly.
See, I gotta get my extraction kit out of the jumper.
Sounds very professional, very real.
Of course. I've been pulling wisdom teeth since I can't remember. Since my eyes were fresh and nubile.
That's how you know you could trust the person, truly. A salesman comes into town, offers to get your teeth out of your mouth for you. That's a fucking dude you can trust. That's someone you want to have a drink with. If you see this man at a bar, he deserves all your drinks. He's a great man. Good spooky tales. The boo. I'll stay away. I'll be creepy. I'll be safe. You got any last sales? Any last where are you heading to next?
Well, I'm headed over, past through the broken world. And I think I don't know where I'm gonna go next. Maybe the sky.
I got a couple suggestions. I'm thinking you go down to St. Vegas.
Okay.
I heard there's a lot of gamblers down there.
Oh, I love gamblers.
There's a lot of drugs down
there.
Oh. It's a great time. It's a good party city. You go down to Twilight City. You go down to the Golden Coast. The Golden Coast actually has, you know, you can't wear robes in there right now. They got a big old lockdown going on.
I've never been the robe wearing type anyway.
Have you ever seen a blue theater?
Oh, have I seen a blue theater? My boy, I remember when they were cerulean theaters. I've been in a blue theater, of course.
Then you might know about the problems that's going on. You sound like a trustworthy guy. I'm liking you a lot. I'm thinking I could get you a good meal. We could go in the back. You could rip out my wisdom tooth. I could get that beaver tail,
tail. You know what? And you know it'll help that out that I got a lot for you. I give you a banana.
Banana sounds perfect.
Yeah, just put it right up in that gum.
Oh, okay. Jam it into my gum.
Yeah. Stop the pestilence from getting in there. You know what I'm saying, man.
Yeah, all the minerals, the phosphorus,
also the yellow stuff. The yellow stuff's real good for that.
Yellow phlegm. Yeah, see, this guy understands what's going on. If you see Phineas McFuttbuck in your town, buy his shit. Take it straight out of his sack. This guy, buy him a drink. Fuck yeah. This is that Grease Valley Radio. I'm gonna go in the backyard. I'm gonna go in the back alley, I guess. That's what it's really called. And we're gonna have a good time. I'll get back to you. Ayo, Grease Valley Radio, to you.
Hi, Xerxes here. And I'm here to sell you Moangatang shit. Yes, the half pit bull, half orangutan. Let me go ahead and get into it, because it's already great. You should know that. First off, it's kind of hard to get. It's one thing. They don't make more of her. I found her and got lucky. So she shits, and you can put it on your skin. There's good minerals. It takes the wrinkling out. For the skin that was peeled off my face, I just put it on every night, and it comes right back. I almost no scar visible. And you can eat it. Oh, yes, you can. What? Yes. It is great, because honestly, that tube is not connected to other organs. It's delicious, and you can still absorb her minerals, because she eats whatever the fuck she wants. From narwhals, to grease piggies, to grease puppies. Definitely not Bali's grease piggies. 12 barrels a pound, because it's hard to get, and I use it daily. Thank you, Grease Valley.
Yeah. So I'm bringing you a quest update, and I'm not too happy about it. This is the quest update on the Ghouling Knight Ritual, the Skinstone Harbor with Mogroot. Now, I've got a report. The Skinstone Harbor is gone. It's not there anymore. I've heard reports of different Appalachian folk trying to go there to stop in, get some new, get some materials, get some trading stuff, and it's just not there anymore. The whole spot, the whole harbor is just fucking gone. No one can find it. Does that mean the ritual was a success? Does that mean it was a horrible fuck-up? I don't know. People report seeing big glowing lights from that spot at night, but when you approach it, the lights are gone, so nobody know really what's going on there. So I got a new quest for you. I'm putting it out. Big Bumble Bali, first quest! Find Mogroot and his harbor. Save the Skinstone Harbor. It's your boy. It's me. I'll pay for it. The Questmaster Handbook set me up pretty good. I've been looking through it a lot. I know what I should do to set out to make a quest. I know good loot. So how about this? I'm calling to all dog tier heroes, all knight tier warriors, the rogue tier motherfuckers. I'm talking about you, you rock tier motherfucker. Man, do you have a gun that you could like shoot and then slice somebody in half with? Cause it's also a giant axe. I'm talking to you. What, you got a shield that you press buttons on and it makes all these laser lights that disorients the bad guys? I'm talking to you! What, you have a fucking, like, your shoes are also like hover boots, so you're hovering around and you're kicking everybody in the fucking head? I'm talking to you. I need your help. You gotta save the Skinstone Harbor and see where the fuck it is. You gotta bring it back. Now, let's get loot. Let's talk about the loot, because I know all you greedy, hungry motherfuckers are looking for the loot. I'm talking 3 grease barrels. I'll give you 3 of the best grease barrels I have. I'll give you a Tarkin boot. I have a fucking boot straight from the Tarkin Combat Armor series. We're talking from the Laser series. So these boots have laser attachments that when you kick down, it shoots a little laser. Pew, pew, pew. You want laser boots? I got it for you. I got 5 cases of Black Talon bullets. You ever heard of a Black Talon bullet? Fucking Google that shit next time you can. Man, they can rip right through a fucking car. I also got 3 internet chips. 3 10-minute internet chips that I will give to you. That's 30 minutes on the fucking internet, people. That's that good loot. And if none of that works for you, I got a magic item. I got a magic item just for you. It's a magic ankle bracelet. It has all these sacred symbols on it, a bunch of dolphins all over it, and all these cragged lines, all the sacred math. And let me tell you, I've worn it once, and it gives you the ability to tell if somebody is lying to you or just in the area. If you're in the area of somebody who's lying, that bracelet will get really hot. And I mean like hot, like 400 degrees Fahrenheit. That shit will burn you. And as that ankle bracelet's burning the fuck out of your leg, you're thinking, this guy's lying. This piece of shit's lying to me. I've only used it once because it gave me 3rd-degree burns. But that's all yours if you could find the Skinstone Harbor. Ayo, that's the new quest to you. Find Mogru in the Skinstone Harbor. Bring them back to the beautiful, filthy states. Ayo, Grace Valley Radio, to you. Ayo, this is a quest-isode, so I'm bringing you another quest, and holy shit, this is a live quest. If you have internet, use it right now. Go to the fucking Rap Dungeon. Type that into your local search engine. Type in Rap Dungeon. Because it's a live quest you could watch with me right now. I mean, it's in front of me. I'm watching it on my shitty little dinky computer. On a live quest is being aired by the Hyper Gang Collective. And now the Hyper Gang Rap Collective is so fucking famous, and they're doing the Rap Dungeon quest tonight. You could watch them. They have little drones following them around, filming everything. They got awesome special effects, all this great music. They're making the music as they're completing this quest. Now, Rap Dungeon. They traveled into the abandoned Quest Co-op Sim Dungeon. Now, the Sim Dungeon was set up when Quest Co. was still operating, and it was made to train questers. You get loot for defeating each room. Once the room detects that the threat has been eliminated, it dispenses a shit ton of loot for you. So a lot of people were incentivized to go there, but a lot of people realized, if I stay in this room, I am the threat. And if I kill whoever the fuck comes into this room next, it will give me loot again. So you got marauders, you got bloodthirsty animals, all these weird plant creatures crawling around inside the dungeon. You'll never know what you find down there, but it's guaranteed fact that they're going to try and kill you because they understand if they kill you, the dungeon will give them loot. But vice versa. That's why people go into the dungeon to kill the monsters in there and get loot. And it's not just monsters. They got traps. They got fucking magic spells all over the place. They've got fucking mini bosses. They got dungeon floor leaders that give buffs to all the fucking monsters inside of there, all the different fucking goons. I mean, if the dungeon leader, I've heard one of them's a Broken Coast gang leader called fucking Karen Grenade. Karen Grenade is one of the dungeon floor masters, and she fucking has all these gang fucks with all these rat guns running around, and she gives them buffs. Like, sometimes one of their guns will just actively have fire coming out of it, so now they're shooting flaming bullets out of you. And the whole point is to get to the dungeon floor leader, defeat them, and get the big loot. Are there multiple floors to the dungeon, to the sim dungeon? I don't know. I've heard there's at least two different floors, but no one I've talked to has got past the second floor. The dungeon bosses are always too strong at that point. They could barely kill a mini boss on the second floor. But the Hyper Gang Rap Collective, I have confidence in. I listen to the Hyper Gang every once in a while. They have some really good members. They've had different members throughout the years, but their current iteration has Mushmouth the Lyricist, Big Swagger Cock as the fucking drummer. He makes beats and stuff like that. You got Queen Flex, who is just like a hype man, but she's the loudest one on stage. You can't get your eyes off of her. She's so muscled out. She doesn't even use any weapons. She just beats the shit out of whatever fucking monster gets in front of her. Danny Brown is said to still be on there. He's almost immortal at this point, and he's one of the leaders of the Hyper Gang, so it's really neat to see him doing a rap dungeon. And Bullet Teeth, one of their oldest members, and one of their most heavy shout rappers in all this time. He shouts at monsters and blows their ears off. Bullet Teeth, said to spit bullets right out of his mouth like a motherfucking monster. Now, I'm watching it live right now. I'm like 30 minutes in, and Swagger Cock is currently injured. Mushmouth has been trying to like revitalize him with some magical words, some healing words. Queen Flex is just charging down the hallways, fucking trying to find anything that she could smother with her fists. Queen Flex just charged into the next room, and there's just a bunch of pistol goblins sitting at tables, drinking wine, all of them. It looks like they're eating a bunch of trees and stuff. You're gonna eat a bunch of trees, you monsters? Oh shit, Queen Flex is beating the fuck out. Holy shit, Queen Flex just put her fist through one of the pistol goblins' face. They're shooting their little pistols at her. They're flipping tables. They're flipping barrels. They're hiding. They're trying to avoid her. Their pistols aren't doing shit. They got little baby pistols that can't even, like, break Queen Flex's skin. And now Bullet Teeth is coming in. They're fucking spitting bullets at everybody. Danny Brown's hitting people over the head with a motherfucking hammer. Mushmouth and Swagcock are still like trying to come in. They're being cautious. Holy sh! He just popped out of the roof. It was almost like he was waiting. He jumped onto Queen Flex. A giant 8-foot gnoll is running around just trying to tear everybody apart now. But Queen Flex and Bullet Teeth are taking turns. Boom, 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 boom. He's shooting them. Queen Flex is beating the fuck out of them. Whew. Holy shit, they beat the fuck out of that fucking gnoll. All the pistol goblins and the giant gnoll are defeated, and we are now watching the loot being dispensed from the roof. They are being showered with loot. What are those, Tempest bullets? Hell yeah. Tempest bullets, that looks like a case of canned lasagna. I'm sure that will help them heal up. 4 mega smoothies, you never know what powers a mega smoothie will give you. An ounce of schmeg, shit. For an ounce of good schmeg, that fight was probably worth it. And they got some exo upgrades. Those look like hover gloves. Hover gloves, not as effective as hover feet or hover heads, but the hover gloves do have their uses. You could like jet repulse somebody back from you too, which is cool. It looks like they're setting up camp. They took a little damage there. Swagcock still ain't feeling great. So it looks like they're gonna camp out for the next couple hours, heal up. They got all these cute special effects. The screen turns different colors. It has like different lights and little, like, every time Queen Flex punches somebody, it goes like, doo 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 doo. And it gives her like 5 XP it says. I don't know if that's real, but it's super cute to see. All these drone cams, they've already lost 2 of them, but they still got 5 drone cams flying around. So hopefully we'll be able to get some really good footage out of this. Oh, shit. Oh, the whole room is filling up with smoke right now. Oh, they all look confused. There's like this purple smoke infiltrating the room. Oh no, from the vents and the doors, I could see, what are those, like slithering roots? They look like tree roots slithering in there. They need help. Oh no, what's gonna happen? I guess we'll have to tune in next time to figure out. Ayo, it's that Grease Valley to you with a live quest. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's a boy with the cryptid report. Ayo, I want to bring you more of these, but I gotta get new reports from all the people from Twitter or anywhere else, because I don't see too many cryptids in the fucking Grease Valley anymore. So you gotta tell me all about them. What cryptids are you seeing? I got new reports from the Red Rocks, the Salt Flats of Watub, Wyoming, and from the Windy Dizzards of Watub, Utah. Ooh, send in any reports of any cryptids near you at Grease Valley or at Grease Radio on Twitter. Grease Valley Radio, if you search that, you'll find us too. Send in all of your cryptid reports to the Twitter, please, and I'll talk about them here. Now, today, we're talking about some giant beetles, centaurs with guns, headlight lizards, a new virus that's haunting through the internet, and maybe a new elder entity? Let's get into it. Now, these giant beetles come in all different colors, and they have different textures. Some of them look like they're made of coral. Some of them are made of, like, what, the texture of a gun. Some of them are straight up made of different kind of metals and gems. The ruby beetles are really interesting, and they've been traveling across the Watub, Wyoming salt flats. And you'll see all these different kind of beetles, and they've been lurking there for the past while now, and they expel gases, apparently. If you watch them for long enough, they'll lie down and they'll start emitting all the smoke and gas from all around them. Nobody knows what these gases or smokes have effect, but some are theorizing that it could be a new fuel source. So I've heard the Golden Coast is looking into trying to harvest some of these giant beetles, or at least bring some in to ranch them, and once they ranch them, they could harvest these smoke and these fluids and whatever, these gases that are coming out of the beetles whenever they expunge them. Otherwise, I got reports of centaur tribes from the Red Rocks, and they've got guns. They've got hella guns, apparently. They've been going across the highways. They've been hunting down questers. They've been hunting down specifically a lot of the gemstone horde, have seen them as giant threats. These gun centaurs are running around. Now, a centaur, if you don't know, has the lower half of a horse, the upper half of a fucking big muscle person, you know what I mean? Of any gender. And they're said to have this natural armor, sort of like Osteodern, like we've mentioned before, but it's more spiked up, it's more scaled, it's kind of like chest talons. It's a very interesting look they got going on. They have these carved bullets. That's how you can really tell that they've been there. You look down at the bullets and you'll say, this looks like a rock, but it's like a bullet shape and it has these weird carvings in it. It has like weird carved words in other languages. Nobody knows what they are. But if you find one of these gun centaur tribes, you should probably run away, because they're probably going to shoot the fuck out of you, thinking that you're part of the gemstone horde. Now, in the deserts, in the windy deserts of Watub, Utah, in the southern areas, I've got big reports of headlight lizards. Now, headlight lizards are not as cute as friendly as they might sound. They're giant. They're about 8 feet long. They have these weird patterns and textures all along their back, and they're nocturnal. Now, what they'll do is they'll travel through the shrublands, and they'll use their headlight eyes. They'll close their eyes, they open it up, and boom, they're beaming, like like motherfucking high beams, and they'll beam through the desert, and they'll crawl through the desert, and they'll look through all the shrubs, all the bushes, try to find sleeping birds, sleeping smaller sleeping lizards, snakes, stuff like that. They could reach their tongue far down into holes and pull rabbits out. They're terrible, and they're said to hunt down people if you're not being careful, so be very careful out there. There's a new virus on the internet that's apparently going after video game consoles. It's very spooky, very haunted. Apparently changes the game to where most of the time you'll be playing like a regular game, like you're playing Zelda, and you're like, oh boy, I'm gonna do so good. And then all of a sudden, instead of fighting skeletons and motherfucking Ganon, you're fighting food items. You're fighting like motherfucking oranges and pineapples and lemons, and like the boss is garlic. Like, what the fuck's going on? Is this game broken? Is these game designers fucking ding-dongs? I don't know. It's a weird, and it's been happening for the past year, so be careful if you're on the internet looking for any new games. More snake bear sightings have been reported on the Golden Coast and around there, more than usual at least. Lots of snake bears around, so be careful. And let's get to it. The Elder Entity. I don't know if it is, but it's another report from the shrublands of Arizona. And it's said to be a giant glowing octopus. You only see it traveling through night. Some people have reported seeing it off the sides of highways, crawling around through the shrublands. And it's said that, like, it crawls through the shrublands, eating during the day. And then during the night, it will go up into the mountains and it will sleep up there. But during the night, it turns full neon. So you'll just see all these tentacles wrapped around the top of a mountain. And people have been reporting seeing it all the way through, all across the Southwest. So be careful of this giant eating octopus. It glows in neon colors at night. If you see your local mountaintop have a glowing sensation at the top, be very careful the next day and check the next night to see if it's still there. Also be careful of ether folk. On the supernatural end, apparently when you're traveling through shrublands, ether folk will appear on trails at night, and you can't really tell if they're real people or if they're fake or whether it's just a shadow. You gotta be careful out there. Last one, apparently there's a possession on the Broken Coast. A giant semi-truck is apparently possessed. Could be an AI, could be a ghost, could be a specter of some sort, I don't know, but it's a giant semi-truck traveling around the highways, and if you're in a car and you see that thing, you need to get out of there, because that thing will drive right into cars, its hood will open up, and it will eat the car. It's also said to drive through cities or town and just slam right through buildings and eat the building as a whole. It's terrible, so it's terrorizing towns on the Broken Coast. You gotta be careful. It's reported to be heading for the Atlantic Highway. So if you live on the Atlantic Highway, or if you're on the other end of the Atlantic Highway, be careful. This giant semi-truck is coming to eat you. Be careful, y'all. That's that cryptid report for today. Let's get a wrap-up going for you. Grease Valley Radio, to you.
Ayo, it's been a great time. Thank you for listening to all the quests and all the loot we have to offer. Check out that live quest if you've got internet near you. Check out, that quest I posted. If you're a quester, go check it out. I could give you a magic item if you do my quest for me, you know what I mean? Let's do a checkup. How's your schmeg looking? What about your loved ones? You text them lately? Send them a picture. Everybody always loves pictures of their loved ones and their friends, you know what I mean? I know I do. How many internet chips you got? Do you have any internet chips? If not, maybe do a quest. Look for a quest near you to get some new internet chips. I'm offering 30 minutes worth of internet chips, you know what I mean? So check it all out. Are you safe? Are you safe? You tell me. Thank you guys so much. Tell me, is there any neat loot or quests near you? Tell me about it. Tell me about it on the Twitter at Grease Radio. Ayo. Any cryptids near you? Please give me more reports of all the cryptids. You know, there's so many cryptids all across the broken world. So tell me about the ones near you, and I can maybe include you in the new cryptid report. Ayo. And I like to give a big
shout out to all my friends that helped out with this episode. I'm talking about thank you to Dakota Wallace for being the voice of Phineas McFuckbutt. Thank you so much, Dakota Wallace, a wonderful voice actor and a fantastic guy, really. Hit him up if you need any voice acting opportunities done. He's a great guy and he's been in the theater world for a ton of time at this point. He's awesome. He's a great guy. Thank you to Xerxes from the podcast Gum In It. He did the commercial today, if you didn't notice. Fantastic guy. Go check out the podcast Gum In It, available wherever you listen to podcasts. It's two amazing guys telling funny stories, telling all these great times they've had. They just did a paranormal episode. That's fucking fantastic. All these spooky stories talking about a banshee in Kearney Park. What the fuck? Hey, hell yeah, go check that shit out. Hey-oh, it's that Grease Valley Radio. Night-night. Y'all have a great time. Grease Valley What the fuck? All the lights just went out in my shack. I just lost power to everything. Everything that's not running off in my generator, I just lost power to. Is this maybe an issue? I'll hook up more stuff to my, let me see what's going on outside. All the lights in the Grease Valley are off right now. That's not normal. We have way too much grease to not be running all of our generators right now. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Do you guys hear that? Oh, no. I can see a fire starting on the other side of town. What? Is that a Jeep? What the fuck? Did you hear that? I can't hear anything anymore. Somebody send help.